The Yearbook Sportscast Podcast. I'm your host, Doug. You can listen to it on iTunes, where it sounds exactly the same. You can subscribe. I think we paid the bill. You can contact us at saysintheyearbook@hotmail.com. You got our attention. We stopped watching the internet kittens on Tiny Kittens HQ, don't ask, long enough to see the Braves' Ronald Acuna get hit in the arm on the very first pitch the Braves faced August 15th against the Marlins. Acuna appears to be okay, and the Marlins pitcher Jose Urena has been suspended 6 games. The reason it happened is Acuna is a leadoff ace, and he'd hit 3 leadoff home runs in each of the previous 3 games. So this can't happen. Intimidating the other team's best player, maybe the world's oldest sports strategy, there's a few, but generally it happens during the course of the game, like the player being checked or tackled. That first pitch barely qualifies as during the game. Acuna was the first batter in the bottom of the first inning. There was no one on base. Miami had a lead. The absolute worst doomsday scenario was Acuna tying the game with another 8 innings to play. So there goes every excuse for throwing at him. Acuna's 3 straight leadoff homers is not a record. His 5 straight games with a home run is not a record. And Acuna was not crowding the plate. So there goes every other excuse for throwing at him. Baseball's disciplinarian, Joe Torre, apparently reviewed none of this when he suspended Urena 6 games. 6 games for hitting a guy because he's good? I mean, intimidation is one thing, but this was just bounty hunting. 6 games means this is absolutely going to happen again when a player is accused of batting while talented. First off, the suspension should have been 20 or the rest of the season or something. Second, it seems doubtful Urena acted on his own, at least so far. Torre's investigation, in which he apparently ignored the situation and most of the facts, has not resulted in any penalties against the Marlins manager, coaches, or management. 6 games essentially means this never happened. IndyCar is supposedly considering a return to a track in Richmond. We'll see. Seahawks rookie running back Rashad Penny injured his finger, but reportedly could be ready for week 1, and if not, week 2. First, we love the preseason for just this reason, trying to see just how good the drafted and undrafted guys are. We really wanted to see what Penny could do because, one, he was very talented and ignored at San Diego State, and two, last season, Penny dragged a guy. He dragged a Hawaii tackler who only had him by the shirt tail for several yards. In a complete coincidence, 40 days before Penny's highlight, Energizer releases a commercial where the bunny drags a tackler who only has him by the shirt tail in the same direction. But Penny dragged his guy much further than the bunny did. So add Penny to the short list of amazing sports media coincidences. Such as former quarterback Gail Gilbert and 1995 light beer from Miller did a commercial about Elmer Brucker, a fictional quarterback who appeared in every Super Bowl but never played. Now, obviously, no one's ever appeared in every Super Bowl, but 2 weeks after the commercial premieres, quarterback Gilbert appears in a record 5th consecutive Super Bowl, and Gilbert also had never actually played in one, although in the blowout, he did play a little at the end of that one. P.S. at the time, in 1995, we liked it, but Ad Age at the time pretty much said the Elmer Brucker ad was destined to be lost to history. And it, instead of a sponsor, you get this anecdote. True story. At one of the big amusement parks recently, these 3 girls on one of the roller coasters attempt to pull off the see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. They were in back-to-back-to-back cars, and as they go over the top on the roller coaster, one puts her hands over her eyes, one puts her hands over her ears, one puts her hands over her mouth, and the souvenir photo gets taken, and they see it when they get off the roller coaster in all its glory. So they do it. And the oldest, who's around 14, 15 or so, gets off the roller coaster, sees the picture, and says, "You didn't do it." They actually had it perfectly. They did the see no evil and hear no evil, but the 3rd girl got scared and didn't do anything with her hands. First, how are these girls even old enough to know what see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil is? Second, great idea and brilliant effort, whoever you guys are. Now back to the show. Was